In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I want to ask you a question there. Do you think St. John the Baptist and Jesus were related? Yes or no? Yes, right? What we would call second cousins. And Elizabeth was the first cousin, and the son, second cousins there. And the reason I said that is because the whole idea is of John the Baptist today in the Gospel. And it begins off by saying, rejoice, rejoice. You know, my dear friends, this morning I was reflecting, and every year, the third Sunday, is called Gaudete Sunday, and we say rejoice. And then I ask myself the question, is there some kind of a dichotomy, you know, in what the church is celebrating and what actual facts are happening in the world? We sing the marvelous words of St. Paul. Rejoice, he tells us we should rejoice always. Perhaps through the centuries, we among them have puzzled over how can this be the inspired word of God, where the inspired word of God tells us, rejoice. Can we always rejoice? Can we look at our world so ravaged by war, so wounded in many areas by corrosive selfishness and riddled with drugs, alcohol, all manner of addictions, and at the same time say rejoice always? Isn't that a misnomer? Then we look at the church herself, our mother, and we ask how she can say this to us today when we see how she is suffering. How can we pray this? How can we sing this when we see the church suffering so much from her own, so beleaguered by the pride of those who should be most faithful members? Then we look into our own lives and see many things that are not cause for joy. And we say, how can this be? When we take a step back and look at the inspired writer himself, St. Paul, we may wonder how he could say that. Later on, to a list of such carefully, how many times Paul, who wrote this, was shipwrecked, scourged, criticized, and blamed. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is the inspired word of God. But it cannot be clearer, it cannot make any more sense if one word is taken out. And that makes the whole sense. And what is that word? Rejoice always in the Lord. Rejoice always in Jesus. This little prepositional phrase, in domino, in the Lord, alone explains this whole message of today. That's the reason why the church says rejoice. St. Paul wasn't as happy as he could be when he was hunted down, he was flogged, that many people were plotting to kill him, and that he had disagreements and lack of understanding with his own. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice is there, and we ought to rejoice because we are celebrating the coming of Christmas into our lives. The promise that the Father made when he threw Adam and Eve out, you know, he says there will be a new Adam. Centuries and centuries passed. His coming, first coming, was announced by the prophets, men chosen by the Father. You and I, we are in the era of his second coming. But what a difference, what a difference. And that makes us rejoice. We don't have any prophets to announce his coming. We have the one and the only one. We celebrate Advent there, you see, to commemorate the thankfulness that we have to God and the joy that we give to God, because we know that we are going to meet him face to face. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, St. John the Baptist, he was the one who said, prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way. How do you do that? We do that by being humble. We do that by being prayerful. Yes, as we celebrate this Sunday, one of the things, my dear brothers and sisters, that you and I give to ourselves is the best gift possible: the sacrament of reconciliation. I think when we think of rejoicing, when we think of the full joy and the satisfaction that we can get as we celebrate once again the birthday of the Savior, our friend, is by ridding ourselves of those nitty-gritties, what we call sin, that can stifle us, that can destroy us, that can make, you see, rejoicing something of a lie. And it's not a lie. We examine ourselves and ask ourselves, when was the last time we approached the sacrament of grace, the sacrament of mercy? 5 years? 10 years? 50 years? Something to think about. May this Advent of 2022 be one of filled with joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Always I say, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.